real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release 4 bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to 5th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies, it'll be windy out of the west, highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight, 29, mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday, highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's Metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Monday to you. Look at these temperatures.
I know.
Doesn't that look good? I keep looking for the minus sign somewhere along the line here for a wind chill.
40?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Green Bay, 40 degrees already at 6:06.
And when I stepped out and I saw the sidewalk all wet, I thought, oh no, that's going to be really slippery. Just assuming that it's just like frozen water on there, and it's like real moisture.
It is. It's wet. It's great.
40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. It feels good.
Smart of the city, we talked about that last week, to do the snow plow operation to remove all that snow, because it would be a lot of water.
Yeah, it'd be we'd be underwater a little bit. Yeah, they did a great job. Yeah. They did a great job getting rid of all that stuff. We got Brittany coming on today. Excellent. Yes. Get a little bit of a long range thing here.
Right.
See what's going on.
I wonder when we can start asking her about the draft. You know, like, you can't go to the Farmer's Almanac, but I mean, that's...
But weather-wise.
Yeah. Like, when is she going to step up and say, you know what? If you really look out far, it looks like 20 inches of snow.
Let's ask her that.
Yeah. Well, they don't have 60 days out, but there's forecasts that go 30 days out.
Oh, I know there are.
For my kids' weddings and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those, you kind of look...
I don't know how accurate they are, but...
That's what I'm...
Well, actually, you know what would be good?
But they're kind of close,
we're going to ask her to do this for us. We're going to give her an assignment. We're going to ask her to do some background checking on, like, the average.
The history of April 23rd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some ebb and flow.
Although, kind of, you know, I mean, the earth is tilted a certain way.
However.
I don't quite understand that, but I know it does.
However, the other thing that we used to.
Or the sun does, or something tilts.
We used to look out pretty far on St. Pat.
What tilts? What
do you mean?
For weather.
The Earth.
Is it the Earth that tilts?
Yeah, we're on the axis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we tilt. Yeah. And that's why in the summer we're
Right.
You really think the sun tilts?
No, I got that wrong. No, but what I meant was the sun rays tilt. How the sun hits us is the difference. And then the moon gravitational pull can play a part too.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It does. I had one of those little things, Jim, when I was a kid. It's got the little thing and you roll it, then the Earth is here, and then the Pluto's here, and then I had one of those.
I think we all did, but nothing. Sun didn't tilt on
mine. I
don't
think I built it right. I think I had the sun tilted. I think my axis was on the wrong thing.
Right, you're supposed to put it through the.
Yeah. So that's Earth. Why I was arguing with my teachers all the way through.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But it's going to be interesting to. And you know this because it's your birthday on St. Patrick's Day, but we were always stressed out about the parade. And oh my God, what a difference that day can make. I mean, you must know that from your birthday.
Snowstorms like you can't believe.
And. I think 65 one time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That is the most bizarre weather day of the. That could be
so.
That could be 3 feet of snow in one day, or you could be golfing in 65 degree weather.
So I don't know. We won't put too much pressure on Brittany, but it would be nice to know some history of that. If it has the same range that St. Patrick's Day does, but we're getting we're a month away from St. You know what I mean? We're getting further away into April, so there's got to be a little bit more consistency, I would think. I don't know.
I don't want you guys doing big things for my birthday.
Okay.
Done. Just throwing that out there.
Great. All right. I mean, I'm not even going to be here, but
I was actually trying to think of what I might do. You know, I put that nice show together for Jim.
Oh my God,
right?
That's the best.
I thought, well, Mino's going to want something. Yeah. Too.
No, I don't. I don't want anything.
So, I mean,
well, we have a couple.
Who am I? I don't need anything.
You in the morning?
I'll just sit here and eat my biscuit.
But in the morning on St. Patrick's Day, you got it.
Oh, that's another story, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. I just want to say on your birthday, you can start planning.
I just want to say one thing before that comes out. Sponsored by Tito's. Did I have any Tito's that morning? No.
I don't know. I got there. You were there when I got there.
I did not have any Tito's.
Why did you get there early? You never get places early.
I said 11:30. I said, walking out the door here on Friday. I said 11:30. You go, yeah.
Yeah.
I got there 11:30.
We're already getting texts on this. They want to hear the story.
11:20. I think you got there early. I think you texted me and said, look, I'm upstairs.
11:30. I got that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was, you got there early, which I'm. That was great. I just want to finish your birthday. I think we should talk about that because you guys were so good to me last year on my birthday. That was one of my favorites. But maybe we can do our show live from an Irish pub. You know, that serves eggs. You know, the green eggs, they used to do that down here. You don't like those? And they have green, like biscuits, and then, of course, green beer. But I think a place in Oshkosh, Pat's got to know some place in Oshkosh that has it. Or maybe... this new place opened up in Green Bay. Well, Appleton has some awesome Irish pubs, Irish bars. So I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm not going to be here, but happy birthday early, March 17th.
Yeah, why don't you plan a party you're not going to be at?
I was just going to say.
Here we go. Tell us how to do a party that you're not going to be at.
Yeah. The other thing you got to do.
Yeah, call us from the Caribbean or wherever on the boat. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So when are you going? When are you going on your cruise?
Bahamas. Jamaica, we're going to cruise Jamaica, and we're going to Haiti, which I still, Haiti is, you know, it's dangerous, it's all run by gangs, but they've carved out a part of an island, I think that's going to be safe. So, I don't know. The other thing they tell you when you read about cruises, and I haven't done a cruise, I mean, I've traveled.
You've never been on a cruise ship? Because I never have.
I was.
The biggest ship, the only ship I've ever been on is the Badger.
Oh, that's. I wouldn't call it a cruise ship, but that's an awesome.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
should do that.
Oh, we're doing it again this summer for sure.
Oh, yeah, Manitowoc, Ludington.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I went on went on like overnight thing from France to Amsterdam. They have some really bad rooms on those ships, like inside.
Oh, do they?
And I was like to the guy, I said,
Really tiny?
We had bunk beds. And I'm like, oof. Like, so I went to talk to the guy. He goes, look, the only thing we have is in this other room. And I'm like, take it. It was awesome. But I got a good room this time. So I think that, and you want to be right on the 50-yard line, right? Because that's the least amount of give and take.
I would imagine, yeah.
Balcony, yeah, we'll see. It's funny because I was talking about that this week.
Although I got to be honest, I think the bunk beds on a ship would be fun. I think that sounds cool. Like you'd be in World War II going off to war. You know, and all the bunk beds, you said I'm like six high. And
so
things.
She would have to sleep on one and you'd have to sleep on the other. Is that right?
I'm just like, no, ain't going to happen. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
So the room is good. And I don't know, as we get closer to it. But yeah, it's the same day as your birthday. So I'll be
living a few days there. Jim's not going to be there to harass John on his birthday?
Yeah,
that sounds like a great gift in itself.
Oh, that'll be my gift. Maybe I'll call you. But they said that.
Aren't they really expensive?
Yes.
That's what I've heard, too.
Stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that's like crazy expensive.
They kind of say don't do it, like, so it's expensive.
Yeah.
I might do that for you. We'll see.
Today is trading card day.
That's your thing, right?
Hey, they had that big collectibles thing over the weekend, right? Was that this weekend at the Rush? Or KI?
No. Was that coming up?
The collectibles. The big collectibles thing in Green Bay. Comics and cards and all these things. But anyway, one of the guys I saw that was... You got to?
Yeah, it's this coming Saturday, March 1st.
So one of the guys that's going to be one of the celebrities, you know, they always bring back, you know, somebody. It's the guy from Goodfellas for playing the Robert De Niro role, when he was a little kid. The guy that turned out to be Robert De Niro. You know,
I got it. So he was the
child actor who's all grown up now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He's going to be there.
Wow. It's like bringing in Punch from, you know, they bring in those guys from whatever that show was, the Cops.
I don't know how he had a free weekend.
Yeah. How do you get talent like that here? Wow. So he's
Don't laugh. I interviewed a very strung out Daisy Duke one time at one of those car shows. That.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then Boy Wonder was here from Batman.
Oh, yeah. Deal. Yep.
I don't think those guys had great agents because I don't think they got near
residual.
Right. And I know you're, when you're, what's that, your SAG card, but you get, it's not.
I agree with that.
So, and those, they're still on. Batman is still on. Like that antenna TV I have.
Yeah, I know.
Batman is still on.
I'll tell you, I will say this. I probably dealt with 30 or 40 minimum of those types of people over my 40-year career. I mean, I'd be one. You know what I mean? So it's like new. And boy, they always have, inevitably, not every single one, but a lot of them, just a sketchy handler or whatever you want to call it. Right. Like, you know, maybe they got their clients or, you know, their A-list. Or, and then they're in Flint for yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're in Green Bay for the trading car show, but that's a big show.
That's a big show.
They
man.
Draw people from all over. So
actually, I would like to go to that.
Do you have cards? You still have cards, right?
I still got cards.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm a big. I used to be a huge. I used to go to those shows all the time. I actually really enjoy those. Now I know it sounds crazy, but I love going to those big card shows and stuff.
Hmm. All right,
collector
well, that's
type
cool.
things. I'm a big collector. You know that?
No, boy, do I.
You always call me a hoarder. I'm a big collector. Yeah. Got here. Does your cruise ship stop at Saint Martin? Great Saint Island. Martin. Saint Martin, mm-hmm. Great Island, Dutch and French.
I'm not really on top of this one. But Donna's doing a lot of that.
Right. Oh, boy. Are you setting her up for a fail already? Aru, I didn't like Aru.
Where were we?
It was at the front of the ship, and we're by. I'm not saying about anything. No. I would have had it in the middle of the ship, but I kind of mentioned that to the person. I don't want to say who organized. But if I was doing that, I would have been in the middle of the ship. I would have had a double bed and a walk-in shower. I'd let somebody else handle it.
Yesterday, I don't like crowds, right? And there's about 10,000 people on this ship.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Oh, somebody just said, make sure you get your Caleb Williams trading card. Somebody gave a card to the head autograph of Caleb Williams. Green Bay sucks. Caleb Williams, 18.
Terry sent that in.
Wow. Seems like that's going to be the mantra for the Bears now with that new coach.
Boy.
Which is fine.
Bring it. Yep.
Yes.
Well, they better change it to something, but that, that's going to be fun when that gets going.
And I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, there's something that I embrace about the Bears and the Bears fans because they go so far back and whatever and you know, Papa Bear and the whole thing. But the Vikings and the Lions, when they're good, the way they throw it at you, it's like, you guys have never won anything.
Right. The Bears, right. There's history.
Nothing. You got no lineage.
Right. There's history with the Bears.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking Ditka and Butkus and Gale Sayers.
The Bears suck. You know, that's even Sebastian said that when he came out on stage, because he's from Arlington Heights, you know, that northern suburb of Chicago.
I thought he's a New York guy. Okay.
No, he's a he was altar boy.
All right.
Catholic Italian.
Oh, yeah, you had to be.
Anyway, he goes, I know they suck. And then he just went on to something else, but it was funny.
No, I like when the Bears and Packers have their big thing. Got a text here. Mino, I'll be there to support your birthday. We can broadcast from St. Brennan's. Michael.
That is a great, great place to spend St. Patrick's Day. They've got not just the beer, but they got the food to go with it.
All right.
So that's an option. But I think Pat has something in Oshkosh for us, I think.
Oh, Pat always has stuff in Oshkosh.
He does.
Pat will bring Oshkosh to us. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hey, welcome back. My name is Maggie here on a great looking Monday morning. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. We had a nice weekend. We had a good time. Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Raise some money for some great causes.
We did that Lucky Seven dog rescue here in Green Bay. And I'm sure they have them in Oshkosh and Appleton. But what a great thing they do. I mean, so many. We had to pick the winners of the contest. And the dog that won that we picked was a rescue from Houston, that whole flood thing.
Oh, awesome.
Found it on the street. This dog just dying on the street in Houston.
They got the dog. Ended up in, I don't know how it ended up in Green Bay. We didn't really get to that. And then this lady went and adopted it. And all the dogs were awesome. There's probably, I don't know how many dogs were there. It was quite a few. They had to set up extra chairs.
Yeah, it was a great event. It really was. It was a nice event.
Those of us who are dog lovers have been to many of these events, and it's
I've never been to one.
Painfully obvious. we went, and they have the focus is the dogs, not the host, John Mino. The host. The focus
which should be.
Is the dog. So you go and they have leashes. Tito's was the sponsor. This guy to Austin loves animals. So they had leashes. They had dog bowls.
They had criminals.
What?
The person that stole your bowl.
Oh, just that kind of made me mad. I will say that. That kind of made me mad. I'll get to that. They had bowls with the good ones that have the
Tito's.
Kind of like,
cool.
Really cool Tito's bowl with the rubber on the
rubber on the bottom so it doesn't slide.
That was a really good one.
I actually wanted to get one for your dog.
Oh,
but they were gone real quick.
They were gone real quick, and the lady. So I was up there talking to
her. A really nice metal Tito's silver, vodka bowl.
I picked it up.
Stainless steel.
I showed Milton. I'm like, hey, look at a picture.
He loved it, right?
Yeah, because it's got the reflection.
I'm going to be honest with you. I literally felt sorry for Milton when he first came. He was like shaking. He was like legitimately. I'm like, hey, Milton.
Yeah.
And then the other people, oh, is that Milton? And he was like looking all over, and he was like shaking.
Head on a swivel. Yeah. I'm like, you don't owe anybody money here. Just come on. Relax.
Man.
But he settled down. He did.
He did totally.
He was good.
He just sat back and watched.
He did.
He just sat back and
took
watched.
Took it all in. So anyway.
It's like when you bring that kid to, you know, the playground.
Right.
And they're like the other kids are having a good time and they're too shy. But yet they enjoy watching.
Right.
Them.
They're maybe afraid when they get there. But he settled down. He was great. We had a lot of fun. I was talking to him after. He said it was great. Good. So we'll do that next year. Anyway, so they have these Tito leashes. They have these great bowls, which that lady. The lady who was behind the table, thanks for doing this. We're like, oh, yeah, it's our pleasure. You know, we love supporting charity events. And she goes, would you like a dog dish? She goes, this is the last one. And I looked at her, I'm like, yeah, that would be great. You know, so she gave it to me, showed it to Milton. And then I was putting his leash on. So I set the bowl down. And I was putting the Tito's leash on, taking his leash off, you know. And some lady just went over and picked it up and walked away. And I was going to say, well, you know, I don't. And I really wanted that because it was. Those
all of a sudden see Jim leaping in the air.
I know. So she took that. Well, anyway, and then on there they had some registration forms if you wanted to adopt a dog. Or if you, maybe some people get a dog and they're like, ooh, this is more work than I thought. And you can give it up for adoption. So they do that. And then next to that they had in the cellophane, dog treats, cookies,
Okay. And they had cinnamon buns. They had nice little trays of vodka. No,
that was in a total, that was way on the other side. That wasn't even close to that table.
It was right behind me. The cinnamon buns were right behind us, Jim.
They were right behind us. Okay, I want to get to my.
Then bowls of shots of Tito's and platters of cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
No. Okay. No, that's not true. They had the cookies. So then I went, I came back and mine was eating this cookie. He goes, man, these cookies aren't that good. I'm looking at him like, are you serious? You're eating that? And I think he was on a second one. He goes, this is might be that lactose intolerant cookie or
gluten thing.
Gluten, yeah. He says, is this a gluten free cookie? I'm like, John, I don't know what the hell if it's gluten free, but I'll tell you, it's a dog biscuit. It's not a cookie. So, and then he's like, not. And then I'm like, I can't believe you're. And he has on two of them, which,
I only ate half that second one.
Okay, well, good.
The only reason you ate half
of it is because I stepped in. Anyway, so then we went to an event that night in Two Rivers, which is great. We'll talk about that sometime, but it's a whole...
Price is Right.
And I got there early to talk to John and got on stage and talked to him, and he's like, you know, I don't feel that good. I'm like, gee, I wonder why, John. You had two dog biscuits?
Oh, and man. I didn't know if it was like psychosomatic. You know, probably a little sure, knowing what I ate versus.
I wish I would have got a picture of that. And he was like really like being critical of the taste of this. This doesn't taste good.
I go, these cookies suck.
Yeah, that's what he said.
They're so bland. I said, I think they might be those gluten types where they take out the gluten.
I'm like, oh, man. And the way it was placed next to between the dog leashes and the dog bowls, one might assume.
But they were on our table, Jim. I didn't go to a different table and pick those up.
No.
Somebody had placed those on our table.
You know who did that?
Who?
Me. I went and picked up some treats because I want to keep Milton kind of entertained. So I did not know that. Yeah. I picked up the dog biscuits. I put them on our table. And then you're right. That's how you opened them up and started eating. Well, a couple things that could have. Handled that could have been differently. One is I would have assumed it looked like a cookie, but it kind of looked like a dog treat. I don't know why, but it didn't look like a people cookie.
Do you know
the
how many
thing,
events
if you would have asked? If you would have asked,
do you know how many events I've been at where it looks like a dog biscuit instead of a real cookie, but it actually is a real cookie?
A lot. But the other way we could have avoided you eating 1.5 dog biscuits is you could have said, because I put them on the table because I want to give them to Milton. You could have said, Jim. Can I have one of your cookies? And I would say, no, John, you know what, John? That's a dog biscuit. Don't eat it. But instead, so, you know, there's a couple lessons in there. Anyway, do you feel okay?
No, I do. I purged.
But that was really a lot of fun. And that was fun. The dogs dressed up.
It was fun hearing their stories.
And their stories were amazing. Those rescue stories were and the people who were kind of hesitant, and it's kind of a match. They kind of interview the owners, and they interview the dog, but dogs have personalities. And
I asked that one lady on the mic. I asked her, and I said, "Listen, is it? I mean, what your dog went through is like traumatic."
That was a good question.
Does that carry over at all? Would somebody be a little reluctant because this dog went through so much trauma? And she said, "You'd be surprised. Love these dogs. Love them up to it." How well they respond.
Yeah, they kind of put that in their past. Yeah. Anyway.
Almost like better than humans, it sounds like, in some ways, you know, adapt.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
John, you got to get into this. You don't have a dog. You got to get a dog. You got to get a dog. That may change your disposition on life. You're someone who always loves you and just, yeah. Okay, I think, you know what? I didn't think about that.
My outlook on life. How you doing, John? I'm a dog peed all over the damn house again. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It might be a little early to say farmers are excited about the growing season of 2025, but they should get excited about some of the research that will be happening. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jonathan Gibbs is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's also a grower himself from the Fox Lake area. He said during their recent board meeting, they approved research projects right here within our borders that are designed to help improve the return on investment for Wisconsin soybean growers in a couple different ways.
As far-fetched as it kind of sounds, we're looking at a project that's using, maybe microphones to listen for insects. And, you know, is that something we could deploy out in the field and use in our crop management to predict when we're going to have insect issues or when we need to treat or something like that? So we're always looking at our tried and true stuff, but we're trying to stay on the cutting edge of research, too.
Jonathan Gibbs, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, he said many of the research projects they've approved are multi-year projects, all designed to try to continue to pull results together that improve Wisconsin farmers' bottom line and their overall production. Markets coming your way in just a moment.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 180. 40-pound block cheese stood still, finished the week at $1.90, while the AA butter dropped 0.75 cents to 241.5 per pound. Just a quick reminder, we've got the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin annual business meeting on the horizon. Mark the dates down, won't you? March 12th and 13th. It's back at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. For details, go to pdpw.org. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing connected to Wisconsin agriculture. Simple to do. Just submit your email address at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies. It'll be windy out of the west. Highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight. 29. Mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday. Highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday.
Currently 42 degrees.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Green Bay proposes to work with the Green Bay Area Public School District to turn now or soon to be shuttered elementary schools into housing. The city proposes turning Elmore and Tank Elementaries into residential housing facilities. The proposal also calls for a land swap between the city and the school district. The city's Parks Committee may vote on the proposal Wednesday. A 43-year-old Wild Rose man is in custody after leading Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies on an 18-mile chase into Winnebago County. The chase started when deputies received information that a vehicle had traveled to Milwaukee to pick up illegal substances. When deputies located the vehicle in question, it failed to stop at a stop sign and would not pull over for deputies. Tire deflation devices were used, the vehicle still did not stop, and took to I-41. Finally, a pit maneuver was used to stop the vehicle on Highway 26 in Winnebago County. The man was charged with fleeing and recklessly endangering safety. Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90-99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season. Pet owners in the greater Green Bay area will now have to travel to Appleton for 24-hour emergency vet care. Blue Pearl Veterinary Hospital in Bellevue closed Friday, making Blue Pearl Fox Valley in Appleton the closest emergency vet in the area. Northeast Wisconsin has been in a veterinarian shortage since the pandemic, with pet owners facing long wait times and even higher prices. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning, courtesy of Brittany Merlot. Got a text here. Are you sure John didn't steal Jim's dog bowl for his dollar store salmon to eat out of?
Right.
No, I did not.
A great listener. See, they tie it all together.
Yeah, they do. They bring it all together.
I don't know. You could be onto something there. But yeah, I want to. I don't know if that lady's listening. Please.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was the coolest dog bowl. And I honestly thought about Todd. About seeing if I could, if there was any left, I was going to get Todd one for his dog. Had, I think he has a dog.
They had.
We know. We don't know much about him. He has never showed proof that he has a dog. Yeah. Hi, Brittany. But,
good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're going to find those. All right, Todd. Well, we just passed his birthday. We'll figure it out. We got to get a Tito's bowl.
I sent you a message, Brittany. I don't know if you saw it, but they did this event over the weekend, and it was for a rescue, and it was kind of a dog show kind of thing. And, you know, in typical Mino and the Mayor fashion, they were doing their sketch without actually having written the sketch when Mino was complaining about some cookies that he ate. And Jim, what did you say?
He was on his second one, and I'm like, he goes, these are bland. You have one of these? I'm like, hell no, my dog, John, those are dog biscuits.
Oh. So,
he ate one and a half, and then I saw him that evening, he goes, no, I'm not feeling too good. I'm like, oh, imagine that, Johnny.
Oh, no.
And Brittany, the thing is,
they
Brittany,
looked exactly like a regular cookie. They looked like a peanut butter chocolate chip type cookie.
I would agree. That's so confusing. They looked a little bit like a cookie, but the placement between the leashes and the dog bowls kind of told me they were probably for dogs.
Oh, right. Was the Tito's vodka for the dogs, Jim? Because it was right alongside of them.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw Milton hit into a couple of them, but
that's why he was chill.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brittany, do you have a dog?
God, so you didn't feel good after that, too? Did you actually get sick?
I think it was a little bit psychosomatic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
You know where it's one of those things?
I would, too.
Yeah. It's almost like Jim and I were talking about my birthday on St. Patrick's Day, and I won't even say it on the air. I had a bad experience with green beer one time that's kind of tainted me.
He doesn't drink green beer anymore, but anyway.
I'm in that boat, too, though.
Are you?
Really?
Yeah. Just one time is all you need.
I'll tell you the story off air, too. Okay. You'll be like, I wouldn't drink green beer ever again.
Did you guys have the green pancakes, green scrambled eggs?
No. I've seen it, and I've never
There's got to be a place
it.
In Oshkosh that does that. They did it here, and I went to that for years. And it's early, like 6 in the morning. Oh, no, what time can you start serving?
You know where they used to do that, Jim? You know where they used to do that? Maloney's.
That's where it was.
Maloney's.
I was
pub,
trying to think
right down the
right,
street here.
It was like pointing
a,
down there.
Half a block. It's like 100 yards from us. No, 50 yards.
That was fun.
That was the big thing at Maloney's.
Yes, it was Maloney's.
Because I used to host the breakfast thing that morning.
Yep.
Yep. You were there.
Yep.
Hi, Brittany. What are you? Are you Irish, Brittany?
No. Hello? Not at all.
Aren't Brittany, you French?
I mean, Brittany is such a what are, Irish name.
Well, Brittany.
Okay. I'm really, really Italian. About 75% Italian and a little bit French.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Got a text here. Thank you, Brittany, for the 40-degree weather. Jimmy the groundhog may finally be in my good graces again. Goodbye, winter. It's over. Is it over?
I wouldn't say it's over, okay, but it's winding down.
We have a project for you. Jim, tell her.
Brittany, this you don't have to take it up today. Johnny and I were talking before we went
if
on
you
the
choose
air.
To accept. Remember Mission Impossible, Brittany, on Sunday nights?
All right, well, hit the cassette.
Remember that?
Yes.
She doesn't.
This will self-destruct. Remember, self-destruct in 10 seconds
we have
if you choose to accept
an assignment,
mission.
Should you choose to accept. Brittany, we would like you come on every week, or we would like you to start forecasting the weather for the NFL draft. I know you guys go out.
Mission Impossible. I used right, to love your, that show.
Your assignment.
Who's your favorite?
Is to.
Who's your favorite? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine was the big guy, the big, like, German guy or whatever. Remember?
I love when they took those Easter, masks
yeah,
off. That was
I
awesome.
I love that show.
Man. But, Brittany, your assignment is to give us an accurate forecast for the NFL draft, which is in April, April 23rd to the 26th, although we'll take it from Monday to Saturday because that whole week is going to be activities here. And I know the Farmer's Almanac goes out a whole year, but there are some websites or some forecasts that go out 30 days because I used to look at those. Quite a bit. When could you start giving us an idea?
History of.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing we want to do, Brittany, is just this you can
history.
Do now. Just the history of the weather that week. Because we were talking about the,
like the average high.
But St. Patrick's Day, it's unbelievable. It can be freezing. It can be, you know, it can be golfing or shoveling snow. But I got to believe in April, there's got to be a range that happens. But I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not aware.
It actually is. I was looking it up actually the other day. Oh. I was like, what are the temperatures usually for this time during the draft? And they're usually in the low 50s. So that's as far as I went with my research
perfect.
For you.
Wow.
But you got to think showers, probably definitely possible. And low 50s are our average highs for the week of the
draft. That's fantastic.
Showers.
Yeah, not bad.
Ponchos.
Yeah. We can have it was 50s, though.
No, we got to think
about how to
make some money.
Make some
money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She just said umbrella hats, right? You could do that.
Yeah, because you can't bring umbrellas in.
Did I tell you I'll tell you a quick story. Super quick story. Brittany, super quick story.
Okay.
I want to say 1969. Me and my dad came down to a Packer exhibition game. Okay, 1970. Anyway, came down for a Packer exhibition game. It was nice where we left. Came to Green Bay, just pouring rain. We go to Shopko, which was the only place you could go, really, in Green Bay back then. Buy some ponchos. Okay. Find these ponchos, take them up, checking out, you know, $8 and blah, blah, blah. And the guy takes it and puts it in the go. My dad goes, whoa! And I go, everybody goes, what? He goes, what the hell is that? Everybody's like, what? Flipped it on the back, had a peace sign on the poncho.
Yeah.
My dad goes, we're not buying those. So like, sir, he goes, do you have any others? They go, no. Well, we're not buying those. Huh? He goes, Johnny, get ready to be wet.
Honest to God. He said, my dad was
would be the same way. I bet.
Exact same thing. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yep.
So, Brittany, though, if we get closer to that, it's going to be interesting to see because I think when people talk about, you know, there's going to be traffic. There's going to be, you know, 300,000 people here. But people do talk about the weather, which is unknown. But if we would just know, it's not, we don't care what it
well,
is.
I think
we just want to know.
Encouraging, though. Even from that,
and 50s and rain.
Typical Brittany. She already looked into this.
Yeah,
us.
I know.
Yeah,
we thought we were doing some Mission Impossible thing. And all right, well, anyway, track that.
Hey,
for
how
us,
weird but, is it that the guy, the most serious guy in the history of TV shows was Peter Graves?
Oh my God!
And then went to
Airplane.
You like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
Do you ever have a dog?
Ever see a grown man naked?
Anyway, yeah, it's 6:43.
Sorry, Brittany. So, if you choose to accept this assignment.
Oh, man. So, Brittany.
Self-destruct this thing.
We got a text already. Thanks for the weather. Yeah, this is.
Oh, you're welcome.
We are in for a great week, are we not?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This is fantastic. I mean, today's highs, honestly, we're forecasting the upper 40s for Green Bay. But to be honest, it's possible you could hit the low 50s today.
Wow.
A lot of the state is actually going to hit the low 50s. So extremely warm. I mean,
you know, today is
low 40s.
Today is the beginning of my walking season.
Yay.
March 1st
I love
for
that.
Me. I'm taking this week off.
Well, this is like my spring training leading into it.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like where your mind's at. That.
Yep. Yes. Exactly.
So do we, is this it? It's over, Brittany? This is
winter?
Yeah, I mean, what is winter in your terms? Is that snow? Is that temperatures staying below freezing or the deep cold that we just went through? What's winter?
Were you a teacher somewhere? That sounds exactly like what I
get. Put the question back to the student. Well, Jimmy. Well,
exactly. Yes, Jimmy.
I should be a teacher.
What's your question?
And they throw it back at you. Brittany, to me, winter is cold and like 15.
To me, winter is what we had the last 2 weeks, where it's just kind of depressing. You go out, and it's 11 below wind chill, and then you get more snow, and then the snow freezes. Sidewalks are slippery. Roads are slippery. Cars are in the ditch. That, to me, is winter.
Okay, then I'll say winter's over. I'll go with that.
Thank you, Brittany.
With your terms and your definitions of winter, it's over.
Give her the bell,
I don't think we're going to see that cold snap.
Okay, Brittany, we tape these shows. Yes. So, okay.
Brittany's excited. That's the first time she got the bell.
Yeah, I know.
That was nice.
All right. Yeah. Winter's over.
I think so. Yeah.
But then we didn't totally define winter, but if something happens, she's going to say, it's not really winter. It's not. It didn't go to 15 degrees.
Or she'll turn the question against us again.
Right. She did.
Well, you tell me, do you think we just had winter again? She'll do that. I
think we're definitely changing seasons. I'm excited about it. I mean, this is though the time when the wintry mixes kind of start to push into the forecast, or we do have ice chances, especially into Wednesday night and into the Fox Valley where we could have accumulations. And so I hate this kind of season.
I do too.
To get icky, muddy, icy, blah. Outdoor rec all closes down. I went snowmobiling last weekend.
Oh, cool.
Trails were terrible. Mud. I'm so sore right now that I can barely walk. My back is so sore.
Hard pack.
Barely any snow. I mean, I was riding on mud in some spots.
Oh my God.
And then
where?
Very, very rutted. Very like up and down rutted.
Where'd you
mushy.
Go?
Last weekend, I was up in the Minocqua area and then went all the way to Boulder Junction.
Okay.
That was not the best. But the weekend before, I was actually in Oconto area, Oconto County. Then I went up towards Vilas and towards Townsend, Lakeland.
On a snowmobile?
Yeah.
How many miles did you put on?
She didn't leave
last weekend, 100. This weekend, 80.
Wow. You do more on weekends than anybody I know, doesn't she, Todd?
Well, the three of us combined for like a month, she does more on one weekend.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's incredible.
So what are you shifting to now that the weather's changing? So what will you do? Is it biking? Do you go indoors? What do you do now? Because you're always...
It'll be nothing.
And we just got a text. Hooray for Brittany. Winter is over, she says.
Yay.
All right.
I'm still crying a little, but I know a lot of people are excited.
But, hey, Brittany, okay, so you're one of those people, no matter what the season, you find something to do. I think winter enthusiasts had a season, don't you?
We did. Much better than last year. Okay. I mean, we'd like another week or two, but
yeah.
We'll take what we can get.
How did things go at the Aaron's thing? Do you know, like the snowshoe things and everything? Anybody hear anything
about
that?
Not sure.
But they make that so they can throw it. Brittany, they get a machine that can make snow 300 feet, a football field.
What?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Wow.
But don't you need a base, though? Can you just do that on?
Well, I think as long as the weather's cold, they can build a base, right? Brittany?
Oh,
yeah,
I think you usually need like temperatures at about 15 degrees or colder, and then it's enough to start making that snow out of the snow guns, if that's the same thing you're talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just need the cold weather.
That'd be cool to see, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a length of a football field, they throw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting in the way? I would try to run in it.
You know what? You know what?
Especially in the first 10
You
want
to know what one of my biggest fears in the world of dying is?
Uh-oh.
It's drowning.
Besides that, avalanche. Have you seen how many avalanches there have been lately?
Yeah. But did you see on some video they found a guy and they dug him out?
Well, did you see?
That was really like really cool.
Right. Okay. And then a follow up to that story I was watching over the weekend. What they do is they've got these dogs now trained so well. Yeah. But here's what they do. This is unbelievable. This is something I was thinking Milton and you and him could do. The rescue guy is on skis with his legs spread. And the dog is right, and he's leading him. He's holding him by a leash, and the dog is dragging him to where he finds the person's body.
That's awesome.
And the reporter got herself buried. They buried her deep. For 12 minutes, they had her buried, and that dog found her without letting the dog know anything about her. Brittany, you're awesome. We love you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Brittany.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Brittany Merlou. That is such a great forecast, saying that by history, the average is in the low 50s. For the draft.
Oh, for the draft. And that's her special assignment now. We're gonna track that every week for the next, 8 weeks?
Yeah exactly,
that.
Right?
About that.
Almost, yeah, exactly. We'd be in round two, I think, right now.
That's
2 months. Great. Getting there, man. Right. Getting there. Getting close. Happy birthday. By the way, what other things we got going on today? I mentioned Trading Card Day, which is apropos with the big convention coming to the Resch Center. Tortilla Chip Day. Bart, did you have tortilla chips when you were a kid? That's only been around for 20 years, right?
No. I mean, Doritos have been out forever,
Doritos,
right?
Yeah, but that was Fritos.
But Doritos had just a corn one, too, right? They had taco and corn. They were out there, but I don't think they were as prevalent.
No.
When I was a kid, you had Lay's potato chips.
We had potato chips.
And that's about it. And they they were the most micro-thin things in the world.
Well, we had Lay's and Jay's, because Jay's had...
Jay's!
Yeah. A twin bag.
That's a twin bag in the box. Remember? And then...
I forgot
the
about
ones
Jay's.
That started with a... It was another one with the rough ridges.
Ruffles?
Ruffles.
Yeah, those
the blue
were,
bag.
Those
right?
were the good ones for dipping then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crack.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know another one I used to really like, and I don't know if they make them anymore. Do you remember Bugles?
Yes, they got those.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
I didn't like
that. I was a big fan of the Bugle because you could get that whole thing of dip. You could fill up that Capricorn with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just eat that whole thing.
But tortilla chips, I think when we were kids, it was potato chips and dip, you know?
That's what I mean. No big tortilla type thing.
Well, I think that... It was getting legs back then, but when it really, do you remember when salsa passed sales of ketchup? I mean, that was like, oh my God, this is here to stay.
Do you remember that day, Todd?
It's burned in the recesses of my mind.
That was a Tuesday.
That was a Tuesday, salsa.
2014. I was coming down from Vilas County. I checked on a cabin, and I'm coming down, and he said, "Breaking news here! Breaking news here! You're not gonna believe this here, folks, but salsa now has outsold ketchup in the United States. Can you believe that?"
My grandpa
told me one day, mark my words there, one day this salsa you should make salsa and sell it.
That is
okay. It's like, no, grandpa, go back to bed.
Yeah. Hey, you know when you're talking about it's kind of timely. I remember where I was driving when Pope Francis was elected, when the white smoke came out. And that guy on the radio was, I'm telling you, it was like calling a game.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I'm not kidding you. He was so, because remember they had, how many ballots did they have with him? Like three?
Yeah. Boy, are you asking somebody the wrong questions here, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah.
From whatever. The mind three. Of the former mayor.
I think it was, I was driving to Appleton. I remember that. And it's like, we have white smoke. It was like very exciting. So anyway, I hope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We're in the late stages. Weird Harry, taking a look right now. We've got white smoke. Folks, that was got
a new
white
pope.
Smoke. Bob, what do you see? I see white smoke, Bob. I'm telling you, it's a little bit of a grayish tinge, but there is some white.
It was, we have a new pope. That's what they say. But anyway.
Geyser potato chips. I remember those too. Be wiser, buy geysers.
Now that you say that, I do remember that.
I remember geysers. I remember they're real greasy, but in a good way.
Well, the other ones were just healthy as can be.
The greasier, the better.
So, but it's tortilla chip day, Johnny. It's not potato chip day, but anyway.
Whole different ball game.
Yeah, but tortillas, we're having some people on this week. There's a new restaurant opening up in Green Bay.
Oh, that's right.
And their chips, of course, I like guacamole and salsa, but their chips are awesome, and they make them fresh. All the time, right?
That's
the kitchen
awesome,
it's going on. So, yeah, I
could live on guac. I could live for a week on guacamole and good chips.
That guacamole they have there is.
I'm a big avocado guy.
Yeah,
you might not believe it, but I'm a big avocado guy.
Yeah.
Today is also National Bartender Day.
Nice. Tip your bartender a little bit more than usual.
You know, you never will respect a bartender more until one of your kids becomes a bartender.
Yeah, waiter, waitress, sure.
Or whatever. But you know,
no,
what I mean?
I get it, yeah. No,
That's when you really, really, you become a much better tipper.
I told you I was at an event Saturday, saw you, and got some drinks. There was no tip cup there. And I wrote to the guy, and he asked, I'm like, there should always be one because, first of all, the pricing was really good at that event. But, you know, you want to tip the bartender, but today especially, because... And now I guess Evers is on board with Trump on not taxing tips.
But just to get back.
I mean, that's awesome.
Just want to talk about Two Rivers. Just want to give a big shout out.
Oh,
to
God, that's awesome.
Two Rivers community. They've got one of the most beautiful restored community centers. It was built in 1931.
Community house
is spectacular. It's clean as a whistle. It's outstanding. Held a big event there for Manitowoc County for youth sports. These people put their heart and soul into this event every year. They do the big Price is Right game. All my kudos to all the folks. And you couldn't find a spot to sit. It was jam-packed.
Yep.
Probably close to 400 people. Everybody having a great time. They raise a lot of money, and every dime goes to youth sports in Manitowoc County.
That was a lot of fun. So,
I bet you knew a million people there, huh?
I did. And this guy sat next to, you're at table 19. Sat next to him. He goes, Jim, he was the guy, just a great friend of our family, plowed my parents. He was like a maintenance guy. My brother married him and his wife, and they introduced me to their daughter. Yeah, I knew a lot of people there, but it was weird to sit next to somebody that we knew so well. But Two Rivers is kind of like that. People who kind of grew up there, a lot of them still live there, and rightfully so. It's just a great community. But that was a great event. I mean, that was fun.
Yep. So
we did a good job. You were the Johnny Olson. And who was?
Louie. He was a police officer in Green Bay. in Two Rivers for a lot of years.
Oh, he did a good job, too.
Now, the whole community really comes out for that.
A lot of energy in that room. That was fun. But, I'm glad.
Great prizes, right? I mean, the scooters and the electric bike, 85-inch TV.
Oh, and it's great when the fans start, no, lower, higher. Yeah, they have to guess that stuff. Like that's
Todd, you would enjoy this.
I bet.
Yeah, you would.
You, me, and him are going to put on one of these events, hopefully,
okay,
for the shelter.
All right.
And we'll each have a role, I guarantee you, that we'd be suited for.
It would be fun. And you guys, and we can do it. We will do it. All right.
All right. We're going to start our quick break. We'll get back. Justin Kinnett, Automobile Gallery and Event Center, the Shamrock Beer Invitational is on the clock. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple announced it will spend $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years, open a new factory in Houston, and hire about 20,000 American workers. It's a murkier picture for public sector employees. Elon Musk directed an email to the entire federal workforce telling them to reply with a list of accomplishments or face termination. But ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says there's been pushback from within the Trump administration as agency heads tell their workers to hold off on replying.
FBI Director Kash Patel ordering his workforce to pause any responses to the email, and leaders at the State Department and elsewhere saying no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their department chain of command.
3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, a Ukrainian government minister said teams from the U.S. and Ukraine are in the final stages of talks on a deal for U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. And Pope Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. This is ABC News.